TK's on fire, 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Adam Fryer is in studio. Hello, Adam.
G'day, guys. How are we?
He's got your modelling out there, I see.
What do you make of that?
Gone up on Twitter.
I'm tweeting.
Well, it's an interesting stance that you've got Adam to sort of get himself into. And the man bag is beautiful. I see, I'm a fan of the man bag, well, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's fashion.
Don't be a hater because I'm stylish, TK.
TK loves it. No, I've got one.
He's got the belly over
you
there.
You call it a man bag or a satchel?
I said man bag, but you've said satchel. But it's more when people check it out at Sky Big Sports.
Did you put it up there, did you?
Yeah, it's okay. More the way you've modelled it. It's the way you've modelled it.
Mm. It was the...
The satchel.
It's the Zoolander.
Looks like you've done your back.
That's actually the...
There's a lot in that satchel.
TK's been walking around all week like this, saying, I've got to get my posture right.
I'm trying to get my posture better.
I'm dead set. If you walk around like that, you will be laughed at. He's got this... You don't get the shoulders back like that, mate. Looks like you're protruding too much with the...
What's wrong with you? You got a bad back? Hips.
No, I'm just trying to get better posture, get a bit round-shouldered in here. Yeah.
He's doing yoga now, you see.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm paying me out because of a man bag, and you're doing yoga in your 60s. How old are you, 65?
I'm terribly bad. I'm terribly bad at it.
Righto.
Have you increased any movement? Are you stretching better?
I don't think so. I don't really think so. In fact, I find it very, very difficult.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway. I did a little bit, but I moved on from that pretty quickly. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going down that path again, aren't we, where this is out of control.
Mate,
the Waratahs were good over the Force, 49-13.
They were very good. And look, I even think this weekend going over to Cape Town to play the Stormers, they're a good bet. Yeah. I know they've got the start, and I know that it's around about that $3 mark.
$2.90, Adam, up against the Stormers, $1.40.
And my form on the punting club on Sky has been pretty strong as well. So my mail there is on New South Wales. I just think last week they just showed that they've got it. They are going into that game almost at full strength. And the Stormers, for mine, they're very, very – a team that are in a different league of the competition where they've got a lot of easy games. They played the Reds last week. The Reds should have beaten them. So I just reckon this is an opportunity for the Waratahs, and I've said this on a few weeks back. Are they the team that's going to win the comp? Probably not, but don't write them off. They win this game against the Stormers. They come back home with momentum. They're looking okay. The Brumbies are the team that I'm worried about this weekend.
All right. So Dean Mum actually returns to blindside flanker for the New South Wales Waratahs for Jack Dempsey, who's a fine young player.
From the West,
Now, for the Brumbies, right, they've got an entire new front row. So I don't know whether this was by injuries, but they're all gone. So no Stephen Moore. And then Scotty Seo and Ben Alexander, they're all gone too. What's happened?
Well, I think Alan Alatoa, who replaces Scotty Seo, is not a bad replacement. I think he's going to wear a Wallaby jersey pretty soon. Steve Moore's injured. He's got a corked calf. And Josh Manray, who's, I think he's about 180.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran. So are they going to lose too much there? I don't know. But I just think a side without Stephen Moore is always going to struggle. But they got the best player in the world returning for them, that being David Pocock. He comes back after suspension. I love him.
They're $3.10, the Brumbies, and the Highlanders are $1.36.
Look, I think the Highlanders at home, and it's in Invercargill, which is pretty much the bottom of the earth. It's almost like Games of Thrones down there. It'll be it'll be very cold, and the White Walkers will be running around town. But look, I think
realistically,
I think the Brumbies will struggle there. But in saying that, my heart always says the Brums and the Australian teams. I just think at Invercargill, Highlanders, reigning champions, a lot of changes for the Brums. I still think the Brums will be there finals time. I just think they might struggle this
week. What if I told you the line? Could you give us a bit of the line is plus 6.5.
Oh, gee, you guys are good at lines. I would have said if it's a try, take it. 6.5 is a fair line in that game. Should be tight, especially if the weather's no good. But I'm still going to probably go, Brumbies. I'll go Highlanders minus the line. I think they'll cover that.
Mate, the Rebels were good over the Cheetahs. The form line of the lesser conferences.
They're on top.
Yeah.
And some people say, is that a good thing for rugby? They are on top. But I know the noise they're creating in Melbourne at the moment is huge. And if some way...
What, you think they've got cut through there and AFL?
Yeah, I think so. What's cut through in Melbourne with AFL?
It's getting a mention, hard. I guess.
Yeah. So I know that there's a good feeling around the camp, and I know the city's really getting behind them. So a sport or a rugby doing well in Melbourne's always going to be good. But we know New South Wales and Queensland need to be successful. I think the Reds will start winning some games, and I think New South Wales they'll start to find their mojo. They got that belief back.
Well, I know when John Rebo and Chris Johns went to set up the Melbourne Storm down there in Melbourne, when they were going to all the corporates, they were calling it rugby. And, oh, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah, we're a chance. Yeah, we'll get up.
I don't know, you know, if they'll be doing it now, especially with Corribiti on the table. But I think, look, for mine, I think the Rebels, they're going to really – they'll know where they're at this week, and they play the Blues. The Blues beat them by 57 in a trial there in Auckland. And if they can go and win this game, and I know they're massive outsiders, they've got a few injuries, not too many. Laurie Weeks, their front row, is out. But they've also got a very strong back line. Tarmody Ellison was great last week for them. I think the Rebels could have it in them, but I'm always going to pick that side. But Auckland away, they haven't won, they're due for a win. I think the home tide's going
to
win there.
Mm-hmm. Adam, jumping over to South Africa, we spoke to Barry Richards, and and it was, you know, this whole quota system over there, and the government has said that in the next 12 months, no sport can be looking to bring a tournament to South Africa because they don't feel it's being fair. And they want to manipulate selection. Is it a major problem in rugby still? Do you know much about what's going on there?
It's a tough question, Slats, because I understand.
The dynamic's very interesting, isn't it?
It is over there, and you've been there many a time as well. But look, for mine, the Springboks will pick a side on that way of thought and that selection process. And there's an argument to be had that a lot of players that are or should be in that starting 15 or should be in that 23 deserve to be there, but they're not because of the colour of their skin. But look, I understand what South Africa are trying to do. I still think the Springboks are going to be incredibly competitive, but it's, would I say it's disappointing? I just think it's the movement and the way of the times there. You've just got to, you've got to support it, and you've got to, like anyone who comes to Australia, they support our values, and it's almost the same with South Africa. You can't tell them it's wrong or right. You've just got to support the way they do their sport, and I think it's been that way in rugby for a long time now, as long as I can remember, and that number's growing, but I don't think the players see it as an issue at all.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend, and yeah, nice photo too.
Yeah.
Oh, and nice haircut too, Slap.
Oh, you like it?
I like it. I like it short. Yeah, what would you do, TK, if you cut your hair like that? Would you have a big hair island at the front?
Yeah,
would
but the only problem, right, I don't mind the number two haircut. Mm. Like, you both got it, but I've got a largish head. Right? Mm. I don't know whether...
Well, you can't shrink it. Your head's your head.
No, that
yoga doesn't fix your head size.
Not Bensley size, right, but it's large.
That's a good head.
Maybe if you do Bikram yoga, where it's so hot in there, it might just sort of prune up, just shrink in.
Maybe. Thank
best
you,
best of luck for the Wanderers this weekend. It's going to be a great game.
A cracker.
And, Andy just told me again, I think he told you guys, he's actually emceeing there.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, he's, haven't
he's
you
weaseled
heard
his way into
he's
a gig.
He's ground
there.
Announcing
How on earth
Adelaide.
Has he done that?
Yeah.
How good
okay.
is he?
All right. Yeah, getting the wind. Look at the winding.
Thanks, guys.
See you, thanks.